It's time of the morning to talk to Shona Sani from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And as the Heart Awareness Month starts wrapping up and getting ready for World Heart Day, but Shona Sani has got all the details. With that, Shona Sani, good morning. Welcome. Welcome to the show on this Tuesday morning.
Good morning, Wayne, and good morning to the listeners. How are you doing?
Very, very well, thank you. And I hope that you're doing well as well after a busy month with the Heart and Stroke Foundation.
It was a busy month, but we are still looking forward to World Heart Day.
Great. And getting into today's chats, we're talking about the cumulative risk factors for cardiovascular disease. And as we mentioned in the last week of September of Heart Awareness Month, can you briefly tell us, or tell listeners who haven't heard about the campaign, what the campaign is all about?
The month of September is recognized as a Heart Awareness Month worldwide, with the Heart and Stroke Foundation as a member of World Heart Day Federation. So we have a long month campaign that raises awareness on cardiovascular disease, because the fight against cardiovascular, it can be long and draining for the average person. And as the foundation, our mission is to disseminate information for prevention as well as managing living a healthier, longer life post-diagnosis. Mm. So we started this month shining the light on the burden of cardiovascular disease in our country and globally, and how they affect different demographic. So we then also looked at the available cardiothoracic intervention that it entails and when they are necessary and the process leading to a surgical intervention. So we also looked at, after that, a follow-up also on cardiothoracic intervention. We also look at the crucial role of multidisciplinary teams in providing holistic care, sort of that, from diagnosis to treatment as well as rehabilitation, because at the end, we want to see less people dying from cardiovascular disease. Yeah. So this week, we are closing off the Heart Awareness Month by looking at the cumulative risk factors for cardiovascular disease. So the reason for this is because cardiovascular disease risk is influenced by the combination of cumulative factors. These include the modifiable behaviors such as high blood pressure, elevated cholesterol, obesity, diabetes, smoking, length of physical activity, as well as poor dietary addition. In addition as well, it is also influenced by non-modifiable factors like the age, the gender, as well as the genetic predisposition, which also play a significant role in increasing the likelihood of developing heart-related condition. So the long exposure to also environmental elements, such also as air pollution, can also contribute to the overall risk of cardiovascular disease over a long time. So it's important that we raise this awareness about the cumulative risk factors so that people can take proactive action to reduce their risk of cardiovascular disease, as well as manage chronic disease that they are already having.
Okay. So it's sort of a holistic approach. And what are some of the common cumulative risk factors for cardiovascular disease?
As I mentioned earlier on, the cumulative risk factor for cardiovascular disease, it includes the modifiable ones, where it's high blood pressure, because high blood pressure, it plays a key risk factor for contributing to cardiovascular disease, because sustained elevated blood pressure over the times presents a greater threat than in isolated high readings. High cholesterol is also one of the burden or risk factor for cardiovascular disease, because the elevated levels of LDL cholesterol, which is lipodense lipoprotein, which is a bad cholesterol, it can lead to the development of atherosclerosis, which means that there will be a blockage or a build-up of cholesterol in the arteries, which in the long run, it will cause a blockage where the blood won't be flowing smoothly, which means at the end, the heart needs to work harder to pump the blood throughout the body. Yeah. Also, diabetes, having an uncontrolled high blood glucose levels, it also damages the blood vessels as well as increase the risk of cardiovascular disease. Being obesity as well, it also affects the build-up over time, increasing the strain on the heart, because it often leads to worse cardiovascular disease, like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and type 2 diabetes. Chronic inflammation that's also associated with with obesity, it can also damage high blood vessels, contribute to atherosclerosis. And the longer a person remains obese, the greater the chances of overall impact on heart disease. Smoking as well is one of the risk factors, because when a research is strongly linked to tobacco use to have increased the risk of heart disease related death, including ischemic heart condition. So the danger that comes with smoking either tobacco or vaping, especially heightened when smoking is combined with other conditions like high blood pressure and diabetes. So over time, these harmful effects of smoking, it builds up, raising the likelihood of serious events such as heart attacks and stroke.
Right. And Shonisani, how can individuals reduce their cumulative risks of cardiovascular disease?
That's a good question, Wayne, because individuals can lower their risk of cardiovascular disease by embracing healthy behavioral choices, such as eating a balanced diet that is rich in fruits and vegetables, staying physically active, maintaining a healthier weight, avoiding smoking tobacco, as well as electronic vaping device, as well as limiting alcohol consumption. It is also important to manage existing conditions like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes with appropriate medication, as well as regular checkup. So working closely with healthcare professionals, it provides and also ensures that these conditions are kept under control, as well as routine health screening. It also plays a key role in identifying potential risk associated with it when it is still early, so that medication can be started. So together, this action, they can significantly reduce the likelihood of developing cardiovascular disease.
And Shonisani, then the role of early detection, and how can people get screened? Obviously very important.
Yes, it is very important, because early detection is essential in reducing the risk of complications from cardiovascular disease. And it can also reveal hidden risk factors or early warnings from before a major event like a heart attack or stroke occurs. So identifying problems at an earlier stage, it also enables healthcare professionals to recommend preventative actions, including behavioral changes and appropriate medication, to safeguard our heart health from a complication that can be caused by having an elevated BP or high cholesterol, diabetes. So this early intervention approach, it not only allows the chances of fatal cardiovascular events, but it also helps individuals to remain and so as to maintain a better quality of life by avoiding the development of long-term debilitating conditions. So regular checkups, they are the key early detections, because they also allow providers to evaluate the individual risk factors, such as body weight, blood pressure, family history, along with performing blood tests to check cholesterol as well as triglyceride levels. So in case of an elevated risk, more detailed assessment like an ECG, a CT, a coronary angiograph, or a coronary calcium scoring, it may be used to detect arterial blockage or a plaque build-up, so that they can be able to see if there is any of those, and if there is any treatment can be started when it's early.
Right. And what's one key thing every South African should know about preventing heart disease?
One key that a South African should know is that heart disease, they have no specific age, race, sex, or socioeconomic status preference. They affect everyone. So it doesn't take extreme measures to make a meaningful difference. Small but consistent changes in daily habits, it can greatly reduce the risk of having heart disease. So by incorporating more of fresh fruits and vegetables into a meal, staying active through regular walking or any form of movement, avoiding tobacco as well as electronic vaping device, as well as keeping stress in check, individuals can take a powerful step towards protecting their heart health. So these changes are not only accessible, but they are also effective across all ages and income levels. On top of that as well, regular health screening is also a key, especially for monitoring as well as monitoring blood pressure, as well as cholesterol and blood sugar levels. Because early detection and prevention, it can help avoid the burden of severe illness, as well as save costly treatment later in life. Ultimately, understanding that health is largely on our hands and shaped by our everyday choices, we could empower more South Africans to lead a long, healthier life.
That sounds like a good plan. And Shonisani, where can listeners find more information about the ongoing campaigns and general heart health?
Listeners can find more information on all our digital platform, and also has a dedicated chat line manned by skilled professionals ready to answer any questions that listeners have. They can find more information on our campaigns and media release on our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za. They can call us as well on 021-422-1586. And we are also available on social media. On Facebook, it's at HeartStrokeSA, and Instagram, it's at HeartStrokeSA as well.
Great. And that's all the reference and material that is available. Sean Asani, thank you very much for the chat. And we'll chat again next week, Tuesday, and another interesting topic from the Heart and Stroke Foundation.
Thank you so much, Wayne. We'll chat again next week. And thank you to the listeners. Have a blessed week ahead.
Great stuff. Thank you very much there. That's Sean Asani Nepalama, a nutrition or the nutrition team leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, chatting to us today about Heart Awareness Month. And we'll talk to her again next week, Tuesday.